MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Casey Sprake, investment analyst, fixed income at Anchor. Casey, appreciate the time. One of the more nerdy economic concepts, inflation expectations. I suppose first let's start off. I mean, what are inflation expectations? I mean, this is what individuals think inflation will be out, what, in the next couple of months, maybe year or so?
Hi there, Simon. Yeah, thanks for chatting to me today. So yeah, precisely that. Inflation expectations are what certain sort of segments within our population or within the economy expect inflation to be within the next year, 2 years, sort of 3 years. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, our sort of official reading of inflation expectations looks at four main groups, that being sort of your analysts, your typical investment analysts in the finance industry, business people, trade union officials, and households, analyze those sort of four separate sets of expectations, given that they come from also different nuances within the economy.
Mm. And South Africa, it's done by the Bureau for Economic Research. I think they're down in Stellenbosch. Does Saab look at this data? I mean, is this something when the governor and his MPC committee are meeting every 2 months, is this something that they consider?
Yes, no, 100%. So the Saab actually mandated the Bureau of Economic Research to do this official survey, I think since 2001 or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a very, very crucial sort of piece to the Saab, given that we often joke, it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek comment within the sort of economic sphere, that inflation is often self-fulfilling, given that it often relates expectations around that, often leads into sort of real-world trends. So because of that, the Saab pays attention to it, you know, to help prevent inflation from spiraling out of control and sort of bring it within the sort of target range. It's a very important part of what the Saab looks at when determining interest rates as well.
I like that point around we kind of sort of manifest our own inflation. I mean, if I think inflation is 10%, when I'm going for my salary increase, you know, to me, I need 12. And that can become real. Now, my boss is probably going to say no, but it can become meaningful.
Yes, no, 100%. It is a very real sort of economic phenomenon. So we say that inflation is often self-fulfilling. It's because of those expectations of rising prices that actually drive those prices to cause or cause them to rise. So, for example, you mentioned workers' wages. So, you know, if workers demand higher wages because they believe that inflation is going to rise in the next couple of months, that will in turn, you know, lead businesses to increase prices to cover their costs. And this sort of creates a wage price spiral. And then if we look at consumers, for example, you know, they may in turn accelerate spending to avoid future price hikes, and that sort of further boosts demand and straining supply. And it's these sort of feedback loops that create a cycle where the expectation of inflation leads to the behaviors that generate this actual inflation and sort of essentially reinforcing the original sort of expectation. And again, that's why it becomes sort of a crucial factor for the Saab when determining sort of interest rate decisions.
Is there also a nuance? Because you mentioned the different categories and the household expectation numbers much higher. It's gone from 6.9 down to 6.6, but that's still a giant number. I mean, that's above the target. It's way above the latest inflation data we have had. Is it because in my household, maybe I do have a little less control over inflation? If I'm a business and I don't know, my input cost goes up, I can shop around. As a consumer, perhaps less so. Or are we just more pessimistic as people?
Yes. I think households, to be honest, really, they feel the brunt of price rises, right? So I think, you know, from that perspective, they always imagine sort of the worst case scenario. I mean, if you look back over the data over the last few years, it's always households that come with the highest expectations as opposed to business people and analysts, et cetera. And they're always quite marginally, quite, you know, well above the rest of the groupings. I mean, for now, for instance, you know, typically, on average, you know, your analysts, business people, trade union officials are sort of seeing inflation to come in at about 4.5% this year, where if we look at households for the next 12 months, they're seeing it at 6.6%. That's quite a significant difference. And again, I think you nailed it on the head there when you said if, you know, households feel less influence over the pricing control. You know, business people, for instance, influence real economy prices. Analysts help shape financial markets. And then, you know, trade unions also have far more control than the household. They affect wage dynamics and sort of drive inflation from that point. So I think it's just a sort of psychological phenomenon, again, we see from the household perspective.
Absolutely. And what really struck me with the sort of business, the trade unions, the analysts, 4.5% is mid of target range. But it's also coincidentally what a number of economists, I forget what the last MPC projection was, but it wasn't much below that. In other words, they're kind of in sync.
Yeah, the other thing you often find that coming through, I believe, for this year, the SARL MPC, I mean, according to the latest numbers from the forecast back in December, I don't know where it'll be sitting now. We need to wait on those numbers for the end of the month. Mm-hmm. But they have inflation about averaging 4% for the year. So these other groups' expectations are slightly higher. And again, that doesn't surprise. We often see expectations higher than what sort of forecasts that come out of the SARB or what really does print.
And that perhaps is then, as is often the case with data, it's the trend. And in this case, the trend of expectations for inflation has been moving down, as has our actual inflation.
Exactly. So that's what's the most important for me, for instance, is not necessarily getting too stuck on particular numbers, but just seeing the direction of trend. Mm. So if we see expectations starting to come down, then that, you know, reassures us a little bit that, okay, you know, we're not going to see that sort of wage spiral or pricing spiral come from there. That will then, you know, reassure the SARB as well. So again, you know, the MPC will act if inflation expectations rise because of that said feature coming through. So yes, it'll just sort of keep feeding into the general perspective of inflation starting to, you know, I'm saying it's muted levels now, affording the SARB a little bit more space to carry on cutting rates.
Oh, yes, I like the cutting rate part. Casey Sprack, investment analyst, fixed income anchor. Always appreciate the insights. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.